Yorkton. It was the perfect ending to the perfect story that was the 2022-2023 Yorkton U11 A Cor Real Estate Terriers season. It was the check presentation day for the three local businesses that were part of the Hockey Fights Hunger campaign with Yorkton Soup Haven. Team sponsor, Cor Real Estate, and two additional businesses, Hometown Source for Sports and NL Construction, agreed to donate $1 to Yorkton Soup Haven for every goal the U11 A Terriers scored throughout the entire season. Over the 45 games the Terriers played, the team scored a whopping 427 goals. The Soup Haven was able to collect $1,281 on Wednesday for their community service. I'm so proud about what our hockey club was able to collectively achieve throughout the season, and this final day provides me with some additional great emotions, stated head coach Mark Schendel. The U11 A Terriers would have a very successful hockey season in addition to the partnership with the Soup Haven. The team would play a total of 45 games and end with a record of the 2nd of January 42. They would complete the Southeast Minor Hockey League regular season with a perfect record of 2-4-0-0, and recently they experienced another perfect weekend at the league playoff tournament, capturing the league title in Estevan. In addition to the league championship, the U11 A team would be the first Yorkton team to win the prestigious George Watson tournament in Regina at the end of January. Teams throughout Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Manitoba attend the tournament. That was certainly a highlight for everyone associated with this club, stated Schendel. In the 32-team tournament final, the Terriers would trail the Lumsden Lions 4-1 with about 10 minutes remaining. The team would score three, including the tying goal with 2 seconds remaining. Cassin Nagy of the A Terriers would score the winner in overtime so the team could claim the A-side championship. One of our mantras for us was, when things are difficult, it's just right for us, mentioned Schendel. The confidence, hockey understanding, skill level and overall execution by these youngsters was incredible, added Schendel. They are an amazing group of 17 special players. In addition to the fundraiser, the team also did a very successful food collection during one of their weekend home games. The team collected an incredible amount of food items that the Soup Haven was able to use. Many people in the community assisted with the food collection, and the two visiting teams, Northeast Wolfpack and Weyburn Red Wings, brought items as well. It was certainly a privilege to be part of this hockey team for the past 4+ months. It truly is a mixture of emotions for me. I'm so pleased that we were able to accomplish so much this year, but I'm so sad that our time together is over, Schendel closed.